This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network. And joining us right now in studio, former New York Giants safety, current Washington Redskins safety, Landon Collins, who is back with a celebrity softball game. Not everybody would come back after moving on and signing elsewhere in free agency, especially with the way that it ended, to do the celebrity softball game. But Landon is that type of guy. He is keeping it up. Saturday, June 8th, 7 o'clock, Palisades Credit Union Park in Pomona. Portions of the proceeds from the event help benefit St. Christopher's, Inc. And you can go to LandonCollinsGame.com for tickets. Landon, welcome back. Thanks for being here. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing awesome.
So this whole thing didn't go exactly the way that you maybe thought it would have with the Giants, but you end up in a place that paid you a whole bunch of money. So Now that the dust is settled and you look back on how everything unfolded, what are your thoughts on what happened?
My thoughts on what happened is basically, it's a business. I'm definitely heartbroken by not finishing as a Giant. Like I always say to the media, wherever I started, I wanted to finish at. So from that standpoint, it was heartbreaking. But I know time was coming to an end when things wasn't being said or being talked about or anything like that.
Yeah, you know, it's a hard thing to swallow when your team that drafts you and they make you a captain and you're the leader of the defense. You play hurt. The fans love you. And they don't really give an answer as to why they chose to move on. Mm-hmm. And then you sign this big deal. And I was just talking to you after very few players of your ilk get to be where you got to go at your age and then have it pay off. And I know that you wanted it to be the Giant money as opposed to the Washington Redskin money. But the fact is that you basically beat the system.
You're definitely right. I got between the cracks.
And so for you, that's got to be good. But I know I watched your press conference when the Washington Redskins introduced you as their big free agent signing, and you said it. Your heart was broken. I mean, you really, really wanted to stay a Giant for your entire career. Have you been able to rectify this now? I mean, are you able to come to grips with now you're on a new team and your heart's mended now?
Yeah, I would say so. I think once I got the call from the Redskins talking about they're going to sign me and pick me up, I think all bad feelings towards the Giants kind of went out the window because it gave me an opportunity to start a new career, start a new chapter in my life, and be a part of something special.
So. When you hear a comment like this, you know, about the culture of the Giant locker room, this is something that Dave Gettleman basically was talking about, you know, after, you know, Snacks Harrison leaves, you leave, they decide to not sign you. They trade Odell Beckham Jr., Olivier Vernon, they trade him. And then you hear about, you know, that he doesn't have a culture problem anymore in the locker room. I mean, how does that make you feel?
I don't know what was the problem and which culture problem he was talking about. Honestly, he didn't make that clear to neither one of us. And then secondly, he wasn't even in the locker room to be able to tell what the culture was.
Right.
So to say those comments, it was kind of a smack in all our faces that he let us go, that he let go.
I know OBJ actually went after him and said this was by far one of the funniest things he had seen today was that article where Dave Gettleman did say that. I think what he's intimating is that, you know, there were a lot of guys that were making a lot of money that just weren't performing up to their hits. But you played hurt. You were on the field hurt. You gave everything you had. I mean, I don't. Isn't that the kind of culture you want?
Yeah, right. I thought you wanted guys that's going to work hard, work through their injuries and stuff like that. We all did that. The guys that every guy that he released was playing through injuries because at the end of the day, we knew as those players that the team needed us on the field, and we make a difference on the field. We make other teams think, all right, there's players on the field, so we still have to watch him and to be concerned about him. Now you don't have those players on the field no more. So offenses and defenses going to do as they please with you.
Talking to Landon Collins. He's here promoting his celebrity softball game. Go to LandonCollinsGame.com for tickets. So one of the things that we've been talking about throughout this whole offseason with the Giants is we don't understand what the plan is. It seems like a rebuild, and it doesn't seem like a rebuild. They don't know what they're doing. I mean,
it's
we're
a
not.
Rebuild.
You're saying it is a rebuild. It is a rebuild. So when, from your standpoint, what is the Giants' plan? What is Dave Gettleman's plan with this team right now?
They're going to be a few years before, you know, they make their run. They got to build up. I think so. They get putting pieces together. And they're kind of just starting all over, you know, starting fresh with guys they believe are better than the guys they had there.
And Eli Manning is a talking point on this radio station more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And fans, we believe, it seems like they are tied to Eli Manning at this stage of his career, maybe a little bit more than they should be. Now, they finally drafted a guy number 6 overall, and we'll see how that turns out. But as a player in that locker room, did you feel like they were tied to Eli too much at this stage in his career?
I think Eli is a stand-up guy. He's the face of the Giants always. It's hard to get rid of a 2-time Super Bowl champion and MVP at the same time, you know? So from that standpoint, and he knows the game too well. He showcases when he has the time that he needs in the pocket to be that quarterback that everybody dreamed of and always remembered. So when that happens, it's like, oh, is he back or is he not? You know, so from that standpoint, it's Eli just giving him some time, and they're building up the offensive line around him. So we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, I think from that standpoint, Dave Gettleman's doing the right thing. I mean, correct. He's trying to protect his older quarterback while bringing in a new quarterback and also having Saquon Barkley, that special player.
Yeah.
Good luck trying to tackle him next year.
I don't miss too many tackles, so I'm good.
All right. Yeah, okay. You know, that's going to be amazing for you, I would imagine, putting on the Redskin uniform and playing the New York Giants. You have that game scheduled circled on the schedule already?
For the next 6 years, I do.
Yes, exactly.
For the next 6.
It's going to be interesting watching that whole thing. Have you got a chance to see Dwayne Haskins up close and personal, your new quarterback down in Washington?
I've been with him a couple times throughout the Super Bowl, and then we have the same agents throughout the Super Bowl, throughout some training together and stuff like that. So, yeah, I've been around him a couple times.
So what kind of kid is he?
He's a humble guy, down to earth, just all about ball, ready to work, ready to get into the system and prove the doubters and the haters wrong, and at the same time to lead a team to a championship.
You waited for your number to be called in the draft, and it's a little bit of a humbling situation. Mm-hmm. Any advice for him as he waited a little bit longer than he wanted to?
Hey, he got the opportunity to definitely be in the league now and showcase his ability, and he still was a first rounder, so that's all that matters. Even though he didn't go the pick that he thought he was going to go, now is to show him why he shouldn't have passed you up.
Yeah, I always think this. It's not about your first contract anyway. It's about your second contract,
correct,
as you have just proven.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Right.
When Odell Beckham Jr. got traded and you found out that news, what'd you think?
I wasn't surprised at all.
You weren't surprised?
Like you say, Gettleman was talking about the cultural change. I thought that's the only person he was talking about until he started getting rid of all of us. But it wasn't a shocker to me. I knew it was going to happen because they just thought Odell was a problem.
So they thought Odell was a problem. So that means you're implying he was not a problem.
He was never a problem. He was never a problem. He was a brother. He was a great teammate. He went out there, regardless of the fact that Dave was mad at him or somebody said this, he went out there to practice hard each and every day. He went out there to the games, and y'all saw what he did when he had the ball in his hand, regardless of the fact that they thought he was a problem.
Why did they think he was a problem?
I don't know.
Well, maybe an ESPN problem. Interview.
Yeah.
A few other things, you know. I mean, did he ever voice his displeasure with playing it with Eli at all? Did you ever hear any of that?
Say what?
Did he ever voice his displeasure playing with Eli?
Nah, he never voiced his displeasure with that. He just went out there and played, regardless of the fact. He just wanted Eli to throw the ball to him and try to make something happen. That's all he wanted him to do.
Yeah. How about his injury at the end of the year last year? Mm-hmm. You know, some would say that, you know, he should have played maybe one of those final two games, but yet he took himself off the field.
That was his call. I mean, at the end of the day, we wasn't playing for anything. He's your top receiver. Why try to continue trying to hurt your top receiver?
Right.
He already had a quad injury coming back from an ankle injury.
But you've played through injuries, though, you know.
But it's different. I'm hitting people. He's getting hit. You know, and then at the same time, he has to run.
From a fan's perspective, I'll tell you this much. From a fan's perspective, there is no difference. And that's the perception of it. Now, I'm going to lean on you because you play the game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But from my perspective,
you and him, you're mm-hmm. both hurt. One guy's playing through it, one guy's not. Mm-hmm. And I'm showing up at those games. My mm-hmm. money's going into buying those tickets. Mm-hmm. Like, I got the ultimate respect for you, and I'm questioning that guy. Can you right. understand that?
Yeah, I can understand that. It's just the fact that fans want to see him play because they think it's not a big injury in their eyes. But at the same time, the way he had to go through it with the slight tear within that quad, is tough to fight through. He's running verticals all the time. I'm backpedaling. All I got to do is break out of my pedal to come forward. He has to continue running for yards each and every time. So it's different.
We're talking to Landon Collins. I'm kind of wondering what your Twitter feed must have been like, social media for you when you did sign the contract with the Washington Redskins. Because Giant fans hated to lose you. Mm-hmm. Redskin fans love to have you. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that you got the best of both worlds. Plus, right. you got $86 million. You got a lot of people that are liking you. Right? Yeah. I mean,
I didn't really get any harsh stuff from it. It was a lot of love because a lot of people didn't want me to go, honestly. Right. And I didn't want to go. But at the same time, they was happy for me because they felt like I deserved it, you know. And I got an opportunity. And most people say, secured the bag. So from that standpoint, I was like, I appreciate everybody and my fans from the Giants and just staying behind my back, even though they could call me enemy now, but still be a fan of mine. I still get a lot of love from the Giants, even though they're not going to cheer for me
right.
as a Redskin, but they're going to cheer for me as a person.
I'll tell you what, they should cheer for you as a human being because you're still doing the softball game. You don't have to do this.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And you came back here and you honored your commitment and everything else, even with that crazy license plate guy, all that other stuff that Al created a firestorm with yesterday. But at the end of the day, you should be lauded for that. And why do you want to stay involved in this?
Honestly, because I built a great connection with the community. I feel as though I've been doing so much with them, and it was the wrong way to say bye, you know. It was off season. I couldn't have my teammates around, didn't have the fans around. And this is a place that I can be more close in contact with my fans and give them a formal bye, you know, and especially to my teammates and the Giants organization that comes up to the game and give them a formal bye because it was so quick and it just happened oddly to me.
Right. Yeah, I could tell you're still emotional about the whole thing.
It definitely touches me every now and again. That's why I got him circled 6 times. I mean,
yeah, I know. But you know what it is? Once you put on the uniform, once you put on the real uniform mm-hmm. and you go to training camp and all that stuff, I think all that stuff will dissipate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll fall for your new team and you'll get with your new teammates and everything else. Like, mm-hmm. I can't say, I don't necessarily know that I'm rooting for anybody more than I'm rooting for you, actually.
Appreciate that.
Yeah,
this whole box safety thing. I mean, they act like the Giants decide that they're not going to tag you and they're going to move on. They use this term box safety like you were a leper. Like they right. basically like he's a box safety. Of course they're going to let him go. Like does that stuff annoy you when they're like labeling you as like a certain dimensional player that couldn't do a bunch of stuff and that's why it was easy to let you go?
Man, the Giants, the organization, that team used me in so many different packages. I was all over the field. So for them to just call me a box safety.
Somebody to call you a box safety. I don't know who was doing it.
I'm just like, if you don't know the game, you don't know the game. If you can't watch the film and pick out what they're doing with me, you don't know the game. So does it bother me? It used to bother me. Yeah, it used to bother me. But it's not. I know what I can do. I know I'm all over the field. I know I'm a great asset to anybody's defense. So it doesn't bother me that much at all.
How do you go through something like that where everybody's talking about you for like a 3 or 4 day stretch? Because I remember you were like topic number one here. Like, mm-hmm. like you cleaned the whole cleaning out the locker thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's tweets about that. And he's storming out. Then you're on Twitter and you're going back and forth. How do you keep yourself sane, or do you, when all that stuff's flying around and so many people are talking about you?
Well, I mean, I just stay to myself, honestly. That stuff is, you know, just to get the attention, just get stuff going, because at the same time, players get frustrated. We just, honestly, just dealing with the Giants, it was just more of nothing was being said. All they just needed to do was talk to me.
So it's bad communication.
It's bad communication on their part, you know?
Yeah.
And from that standpoint, if they could have said, we don't see a future with you, I'm cool with that, as long as I know, you know?
Yeah. Don't leave me hanging in the wind.
Yeah, they left me hanging all the way to franchise, the last day of franchise tag, you know? And that's, for all the stuff I did for the organization and for the team, it's just like, that was just a bad play.
What happened with that locker clean out thing? What was the true story behind that? Because there was initially it was like he cleaned out his locker, he's done. Then a bunch of people said no, the stuff that was in there he didn't need anyway. Like what was mm-hmm. what was the truth with that? We got you.
The truth basically is just I just left, honestly. I already really, because I mean throughout the year after the season everybody cleans out their locker room, so all the stuff I took that was personal to me was already gone, and the stuff they had there was just a lot of jackets that the Giants issued and stuff like that. I wasn't gonna take with me, so I was just like I just left it there. From that point standpoint, I said my goodbyes to the training staff and went to my training staff and just trained with them, and just didn't return.
So you thought it was over. I mean, that was a significant moment that day. I mean, you thought at that day when you left and took your stuff, you thought you were done there.
Honestly, I was trying to get them to say something. That's what I was using it for. Say something. Let me know what's going on with this, because they don't like the publicity. They don't want the Giants in the news, you know, and that's what the organization is big on. They want good publicity, no bad publicity. And that was a little bit of bad publicity from one of their star players. So it was just like just trying to get them to say something.
So when they're not saying anything, is your agent's talking to Gettleman and Gettleman's not saying anything to you? Is it you specifically going into an office and they're not saying anything to you? When you say that they're not saying anything, how is that specifically going?
I walk in there, I go to the training staff, I see Gettleman, he says nothing to me. He walks in the training staff, same thing. Pat Shermer, he walks up to me, we talk a little bit, but nothing's being said towards what's going to happen with me. It's just nothing. It's just still in the air. Literally, I saw these people the past 2 months. I was getting rehab there, and nothing.
Wow. And as a guy who you feel like you poured out every bit into that organization, yeah. I mean, what word would you use? Disrespectful? What word would you use?
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Disappointing. Very much so.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard part of the business.
Man.
But again, I keep coming back to the fact that
it worked out for you.
It worked out. Yeah. It was a blessing. It was a blessing.
It was a blessing in the long run. That's mm-hmm. that's the thing. And that, you know, the Giants gave you a start. You love the Giants. You bleed blue. And I think the fans recognize that. That's why the fans were miffed by the whole thing, because they know that you played hurt, that you were a leader, and everybody loved you. Mm-hmm. And then for whatever reason, they decided not to re-sign you. But at the end of the day, when you look at it, there's 86 million reasons to be very happy.
Right, right.
It's I want to hang out with you, actually.
Yeah.
This guy over here to my left, he's a cheap bastard.
Yeah, I know. Well, I haven't secured my bag yet.
Yeah, you
know, well, I'm still cheap myself. Ain't nothing changed about me. Okay. I just got my house and just get situated with that. So it's great. I'm just trying to just do all my things with that and stay to myself and stay in my humble ways. Nothing has changed from where I came from and where I'm going to now.
All yeah, right. So the thing that we joke around with Dave Gettleman is like he walks around and he basically all day long is like, I'm smart and you guys are dumb. I'm the smart one over here and you guys are all dummies. And by the way, I just want to let you know that I'm smart and you're dumb. So that's the perception I get. Is that anywhere close to the truth?
Yeah.
I was going to say, D'Angelo Williams and Steve Smith warned you guys.
He did. He did. I thought he was. I'm a person. I got to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
And it was believable.
Now it is. Yes, because you lived it. Yes.
All right. So I want to get this information out again because Landon's doing a great job with this celebrity softball game. Portions of the proceeds from the event benefit St. Christopher's, Inc. LandonCollinsGame.com for tickets. It's Saturday, June 8th at 7 p.m. Palisades Credit Union Park in Pomona, and the lot opens at 1 o'clock. It's a big day. There's dodgeball, home run derby, and then the game starts at 7. LandonCollinsGame.com for tickets. Landon, thanks for being here. Best of luck.
Appreciate
we'll be
it.
Rooting
Thank
for you.
You.
Good thanks, to see you again, Landon. Thanks for coming in, man.
All day.
And sorry
day.
About Al screwing that whole thing up with license plate guy and everything else.
Nah, it's all good.
Our producer, man, he's trying to create strife between everybody around here.
Real pain in the ass. He's our Gettleman.
He is our Gettleman. Yeah. He's smarter than the rest
right.
of us.
Right, he's smart. We're dumb. All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan CBS Sports Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.